T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we'll talk about quarterbacks and more as we bring in Omar Kelly. Omar Kelly is brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done. So, Omar, how should I read into this with Brock Osweiler signing? I'm scared to death because the Brock Osweiler I've seen for the last couple of years is a pretty dreadful quarterback. And now can we kiss goodbye the idea that the Dolphins draft a quarterback somewhat high?
No, you can't kiss it goodbye, but I'm sure it's good radio fodder to get people talking about it.
Yep, you know the game.
Yeah, I know the game so well. I don't think Brock Osweiler stops the Dolphins from doing anything that they want to do, and that includes waiving him before season begins. I have to look at the track, but really the true testament is how much guaranteed money he's got. I don't even think it's a guarantee that he'll be on the 53-man roster. Here's my issue that with people who are sort of second-guessing it and questioning this decision. If Ryan Tannehill right now isn't able to practice up until, let's say, September, let's just be generous and say September,
okay,
who would be starting from Miami Dolphins and who would be able to carry this team in practice?
Yeah, I don't know. David Fales? Yeah, that's a good question.
David Fales, right? That's good for you? Does that work for you?
No, it doesn't. He seems like a nice guy. I think a family member of his follows me on Instagram, but that's about where it ends.
All right. So if that doesn't satisfy you, then don't you need to go get a veteran quarterback? How does Brock Osweiler stack up with Chad Henne? Let me just throw that out there for you.
I don't know. Because obviously Chad Henne pretty bad, but Omar Osweiler is so bad.
Okay, but true. Let me put it in context for you. Like, take a seat. Take a seat, Doc.
All right.
Let me put this in context for you, okay? You remember Chad Henne. When Chad Henne left the Dolphins, nobody else gave him anything but backup money. Brock Osweiler at least swindled people out of $82 million, right?
Yeah.
So somebody at some point said, you know what? He might be pretty good. They never said that about Chad Henne.
So what I don't know how closely you've watched Osweiler over the years, because I wouldn't recommend that for somebody's health. He's been so bad recently. But
I watched him Houston, and I talked to players on his team. I'm still friendly with a lot of players on his team. When he was a starter there in Houston, they were like, yeah, nah, dude ain't good. And I was like, all right, cool. And then they moved him and went and got a good quarterback in Deshaun Watson. So I understand where he is, but – here's what Dolphin fans need to say. Brock Osweiler, David Fales. Brock Osweiler, David Fales.
Okay.
Like, you saw David Fales at the end of the season against Buffalo, who he gave you absolutely no chance to win the game, even though, you know, they were rallying from behind in the fourth quarter, if you want to pretend like that really happened. In a game that they were trying to lose, which I was like, you can't even lose intentionally on purpose, but right, properly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, it was interesting to the funny thing about that game is we're like watching it and everybody's like, ooh, look at them. They're rallying. And then we're like, wait a minute. They're supposed to be trying to lose this game. And then we're like, okay, David Fales showed up. All right, good.
Well, if history has shown us anything, if history has shown us anything going back to the suck for luck year, is that the Dolphins, even lose at losing.
Yes. That's a funny way to put it, but definitely true.
So, and staying on quarterbacks, Omar, because I think a lot of people will breathe a sigh of relief in what you're saying, that, hey, bringing in Brock Osweiler doesn't change the way they look at the quarterback position. So how much do you read into the Baker Mayfield stuff from the last couple of days? Obviously, you have to be in position to draft him, but for the Dolphins whining and dining Baker Mayfield, does this mean they could be bracing themselves for a Laremy Tunsil scenario where he has a last-minute drop, is there even perhaps a thought that, hey, maybe we think about trading up to get a quarterback?
See, here you go, trying to get that radio stuff from me again.
Well, no, that's not radio stuff, because I honestly enjoy thinking about this. Like that's really me saying that.
Oh, okay. I have been told, and this is going back to January, by people that I trust, people that know quarterbacks and people that need quarterbacks. I asked about Baker Mayfield, and they said he won't be there past the top 10 picks. One way or the other, he'll be a top 10 selection. And that just makes too much sense from the standpoint of, hey, two teams right ahead of the Miami Dolphins that don't need quarterback and easily trade back in this draft, get more resources, and fleece a team that needs a quarterback, even if it's the Miami Dolphins. Now, could Baker Mayfield be there at 11? Absolutely. Who knows? He might get stopped for DUI tomorrow, next week.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said with the could it be a Laremy Tunsil scenario?
Absolutely. No question. There are things that come out about these guys so close to the draft. Absolutely, he could fall. Now, you asked me if the Dolphins' obsession with him is real. It's incredibly real.
Really?
And probably far more real than their like of Ryan Tannehill in 2012. I haven't seen this organization be this absolute transparent and I don't think I've ever seen them be this transparent. And it started with the Senior Bowl. It was very clear and apparent at the Senior Bowl. I was in the press box watching the practices, sitting three people away from the Dolphins brass, Adam Gase, Mike Tannenbaum, and I could already tell the obsession was there. And then, hell, they went to the field. The coaches, the offensive coach, went to the field to watch Baker Mayfield and Jared Allen throw. But I know they're not really interested in Jared Allen because he's not an accurate quarterback, and I have a hard time believing that he
would be Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, yes. Josh Allen, and the other one is Josh Rosen. Sorry, my bad.
No, it's all good. Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is with us. So it's interesting what you're saying there about Baker Mayfield. Let me ask you about a guy who's not a quarterback, but there were also reports of the Dolphins really liking Roquan Smith, the linebacker from Georgia. Could that be a more realistic guy to fall to you at 11?
Oh, absolutely. That is the most realistic pick. That's probably who I'm still in the process of putting together a mock draft, and that's who I have going to them at 11 in the mock draft, if he's there. I think he's just a solid, safe pick. He's a guy who's going to play 1,000 snaps his rookie season. If he doesn't get hurt, he is a home run for them. Now, he's not the sexy name. He's not the Baker Mayfield. He's not going to sell tickets, but you shouldn't be drafting to sell tickets.
Right. And Omar, something else I wanted to ask you about, of course, going back to the big signing the Dolphins made yesterday, and something we've talked about the last couple of weeks with the moves the Dolphins make from the subtractions to the additions. I like to ask you if you think they got better at that position. What do you make of losing Damian Williams, who signed with Kansas City, but bringing in Frank Gore? Did the Dolphins get better in that second running back role?
Well, they got better in the second running back role just because, hell, Frank Gore is a top five running back of all time in the NFL.
Yep.
Production-wise, you know I'm a huge fan of Frank Gore just because he goes back to my Miami days. Has he lost a step? Absolutely. He's 35 years old. I'm 40 now. Trust me, I've lost about three steps. age is not kind to any of us. And for football players, it's even worse. But Van Gore has put together a very accomplished, impressive, Hall of Fame worthy career. He's probably forgotten more football than guys like Kenyon Drake know. So I think from an offensive standpoint, you've upgraded the team. Now, from a special team standpoint, because Frank Gore ain't playing special teams.
Right.
You've really taken a hit. And not just Damian Williams, but when Michael Thomas eventually signs elsewhere, which I expect him to sign elsewhere, you will have lost two of your three core special teams players, the guys who made that unit go. And they're going to be hard to replace. They're not going to be easy guys to replace. So that's going to be an issue that somehow, some way, the Dolphins are going to have to find a way to address.
Now, you know, assuming that the Dolphins aren't about to draft a rookie that is so impactful he accounts for like 3-4 extra wins this year, just looking at the roster they have now.
Assuming they're not going to have another Jarvis Landry, correct? Yes?
Yeah. But you look at the roster right now and the moves that they've made, What's your gut as to what sort of win-loss record next year could be, keeping in mind last year was 6-10? I'd like to hear it, Omar.
I think Tannehill makes you two games better, so I'm going to go with 8-8.
Okay. Unless I respect that. I respect that. And speaking on Tannehill, you mentioned something a little bit earlier that I kind of just moved on from because I wanted more Osweiler stuff. But in Tannehill, you said generously maybe isn't ready to practice until September. Well, what's going on with his recovery, Omar? How concerned should I be there?
Absolutely no concern. You shouldn't be concerned. I mean, we saw him running back in December. So I'm sure he's running, he's cutting, and he's doing a lot of things in private. And you know, I haven't heard of him throwing to his wide receivers yet. But Tannehill's fine. He should probably be cleared to practice in OTAs in April. So I don't want to alarm you, but at any point, you never know if a player can suffer a setback. And you have to prepare yourself for the what-if scenario. That's just the nature of the NFL. What-ifs are part of the game, so make sure that you're prepared for them.
Is there any chance that this year is the last straw with Ryan Tannehill, assuming he doesn't play lights out? Because, I mean, Omar, it's been, six years in the league for Tannehill. Is this the fork in the road for him?
Let me just put it to you this way. If the Dolphins decided to move on from Tannehill right now and selected a quarterback in the draft, that quarterback would probably produce a worse win-loss record than Ryan Tannehill right now. I mean, didn't say necessarily upside. If Ryan Tannehill is cut tomorrow, you know, there won't be a ton of teams lining up for his services, but I guarantee you he'd get a nice, handsome $12 million a year contract, if not more. There'll be a ton of teams interested in the services because he's an NFL starter. He's proven he's an NFL starter. He's in the top 20 of NFL quarterbacks. Can't tell you he's in the top 10. I'll probably put him around 16, 17, but he's in the top 20. And as you know, it's very hard to find a good, competent quarterback in this league.
It is.
But do I think that this is his last season? Absolutely not. Adam Gase is absolutely in love with him. Ryan Tannehill is his guy. Adam Gase is a loyal guy, as you saw with the Jay Cutler. If anything, that should prove about Adam Gase's loyalty. And he's going, they're going to fall, the wheels are going to fall off together.
That is very interesting. And oftentimes you see the fate of a head coach tied to the fate of his quarterback. And even though Gase did not draft Ryan Tannehill, or he wasn't part of the regime that drafted him, he still has made Tannehill his guy. Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is joining us. Omar Kelly is brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done. One more thing, Omar, on Frank Gore. You know, 35 years old, it really is a marvel how relevant he's able to keep himself and his body when most running backs, by the time they get to the wrong side of 30, it's a precipitous drop. It's not been that precipitous for Frank.
Yeah, if you saw how he trained every offseason with Pete Bomarito, pushing himself with the draft prospects, at Bomarito's performance, training as if he's a young guy, and he's been doing that for more than a decade now. The young guys keep him hungry. He's trying to keep pace with them. You know, they're the guys who are trying to take his job, and it's kept him, you know, durable, relevant, productive. A lot of people will say, well, he averaged less 4 yards a carry last season. And my response to them is, tell me the offensive weapons in the Indianapolis Colts,
right,
including the quarterback, that worried you. Wouldn't your priority be to stop Frank Gore?
100%.
Yeah, Frank Gore and T.Y. Hilton, and you should have a W, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, if the blueprint is simple for every other team, what makes you think they weren't doing that? So he is such a talent. The best thing about Frank, and I'll tell you this because you can understand the relevance of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don Sollinger, the best coach that I've ever covered, ever in life, ever. Don Sollinger, not talking position coach, just coach.
Mm-hmm.
Don Sollinger used to tell me what makes Frank Gore so special is the lamps. He called them the lamps. His vision to see blocks set up. his vision to find running lanes. And he said he'll take whatever you give him and get 4 yards out of it. And that's just a unique ability. Not every running back has vision. I can tell you the last time I saw that was Noshawn Moreno.
Wow.
The last time outside of Frank Gore that I saw that was Noshawn Moreno. Up close. I'm not talking about on TV.
Sure.
Up close. It's not about speed, getting to the edges like Kenyon Drake. It's not about power, bulldozing over people like Jay Ajayi. It's vision. Lamps for running backs are like accuracy and anticipation for quarterbacks. If you have it, you can play forever. Now, obviously, Frank Gore can't play forever, but...
But 35 at a running back, you can almost consider that playing forever.
Let me ask you this question, Donovan. You're a Canes guy.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the world, and I love Frank in college, but who in the world saw Frank Gore after that long line of accomplished, productive Hurricane tailbacks and said, yep, that's the guy who's going to be the fifth best rusher in NFL.
Right, and the main reason why I didn't see that for him was, I mean, Omar, he tore two ACLs in college.
Yeah.
I thought this guy's going to, his career in the NFL will be over in the blink of an eye, when instead,
yep.
I think it's that training regimen you talked about. I think that those ACL tears for him probably were a positive in the long run because it made him realize I need to work so much harder to keep my body in shape, and that probably made him a better pro.
Man, I have more respect for Frank Gore and what he's made of himself than I have for anybody I've ever covered in 2 decades of doing this. And that's why people have to understand why I'm so excited and happy for him, that this is how he is to end his career, because he's always wanted to do this. He's always wanted to play for the Dolphins, not necessarily because he's a Dolphins fan, because this is his city and he wants to play for his city.
And you know who I think another guy I think kind of wanted this ending for himself was Willis McGahee. I remember speaking to him about that a couple of years ago. I think this is the ending that Willis wanted, but Frank Gore is the one who's actually doing it.
Absolutely, and it's not about being the featured back or running four or whatever. All he needs is 75 yards to be number four in all time history, passing Curtis Martin. Like, you know, think about that. We're talking about guys in the Hall of Fame. And if you want to get me mad, you want to get me angry, you tell me that Frank Gore is in the Hall of Famer, and I will fight you.
I'm with you.
And that's how I personally feel. Because you can't tell me Jerome Bettis deserves to be in the Hall of Fame and Frank Gore doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, I will put them dukes up. Like, it's that serious. So I tell people I'm not unbiased about Frank Gore. Like, my emotions are there because I know Frank. I know who he is. I know how hard he works. I know how much he cares about this. I know it's not even about the legacy. Frank plays football because Frank loves football.
Well, and build on something like this for me, because obviously the Dolphins, I think, agree with this statement as well. I made this statement on social media when I think it was right before the Gore signing was official, but when he was visiting, and I said, it's not just my Canes bias here. I honestly believe that a 35-year-old Frank Gore offers more to this Dolphins team right now than a 30-year-old DeMarco Murray. Was I correct on that?
I don't know about that, because I think DeMarco Murray could still be a featured back in the NFL. I think if DeMarco Murray went to Seattle, I think he'd make them another playoff contender. But my thing is, I didn't want anybody taking away the opportunity from Kenyon Drake to prove who he could be. So that I had to factor that in, and I'm sure the coaches had to factor that in, along with lowballing him. So, you know, I truthfully speaking, no back deserves to be paid anything over a little over the minimum.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be Kenyon Drake's team, and you can't pay a back 6 times more than you're going to pay Kenyon Drake and have Kenyon Drake be the backup.
That's true.
I mean, Kenyon Drake be the starter. It just doesn't – you don't do that to your locker room. It makes it real uncomfortable. So – yeah, Frank Gore is going to be making twice what Damian Williams is, because he's got a veteran minimum versus a rookie contract, which shows you how stupid the CBA is. But it's all good.
Well, I appreciate your time as always, my friend. Have a great weekend coming up. He's Omar Kelly. Follow him on Twitter, at Omar Kelly, and check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Omar, thank you so much as always.
Oh, no problem, bro.
Great stuff there from Omar, man. Good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.